Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now on Masachet Bechorot Daf Dalet Amud Bet. About to take a look at a very interesting quasi-historic machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Katshu Bechorot Bamidbar, Resh Lakish Amar Lo Katshu Bechorot Bamidbar. Bechorot became sanctified in the Midbar is the subject of this machloket. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Katshu Bechorot Bamidbar, they did. Rachman Amar Likatshu, Torah said, you have to sanctify him, Kedichtiv, as they left Mitzrayim, it said, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. Lakish Amar Lo Katshu Bechorot Bamidbar, why? Kedichtiv, Ayakib Yachav, Yachtiv Atrei, Vahavarta. The Torah says, when Hashem brings you to the land, and then it says, oh, you're going to bring your Bechorot. So obviously they won't be kadosh in it before that. So eight Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish, Ad Shalokam Mishkan, Yubamot Mutarot, Vavodavi Bechorot, as we see in the Mishnah Zvachim, before the Mishkan was set up, the Avodah was Bechorot. So you see that Bechorot already had sanctity. So Meshlakish said, yeah, the ones left Mitzrayim. I'm not challenging that the Bechorot at the moment we see at Mitzrayim were sanctified, and at midnight, I'm talking about ones born afterwards. Plus, you have to say that. After all, the Mishkan was set up a year later. So we're talking about Avodah during that year. A kid who's born during that year isn't going to do Avodah in any case. And by the way, what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking to bring that as a proof? Or a challenge. This is Rabbi Yochanan's point. If you agree that the Kedusha started at Yetziat Mitzrayim and continued and every newborn Bechor had sanctity, then the original ones didn't lose their Kedusha. His thinking, it may be, is that if you say that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechorot ceased after that moment of Yitzhak Mitzrayim until they came to the land, then the ones of Bechorot should be Ois Bechor, unbechored. The Edach and Mitzvah's answer is the Kodosh, Kodosh, the Lo Kodosh, Lo Kodosh. The ones who are sanctified remain sanctified. The ones not, don't become sanctified. That's not really the only way to look at it. Eitive, Oto Hayom, Shukam Mishkan, Kavulam Yisrael, Nerim Devor, Chator, Hashemot, Bechorot, Masrot. The Brita and Seder Olam says that among the many things that happened on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was set up was they brought all of these korbanot, including Bechorot. And the implication is the Bechorot are being sanctified as we go along. Hachinam yotan sheyatsu mitzrayim umina oto ayom hu dekarov. So Rosh Chodesh's answer could be very simply, that's talking about the ones that were sanctified when they left Mitzrayim. From that day on, they were brought. On that day they were brought, but anything that was born afterwards is not brought. So, perhaps that last brayta was actually brought by Rish Lakish. So you see that it was only on that day, not later on. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can read it, meaning from that day on, that day it was brought, and from that day on. So my kamashlan, then what's it teaching us? It's teaching us that you do not bring chovot on a bamar, which is all we had before the Mishkan was set up. Okay, Toshman, there were 3 points in history where the Bechorot were sanctified. In Mitzrayim that time, in the Midbar a year later, and we're going to see that parsha in detail. And when Israel entered the land 40 years later. Now, Mitzrayim Omer, Kadishni Kol Bechor, Ma Omer, Kilo Kiliko Hovne Israel. So, Tamarts Ma Omer, Vahyakib Yachav, Havarta. Alright, so we have Psukim for each one of them. So that seems to prove that, that the Kedushat Bechorot, only happened at those points. It means there are 3 places in the Torah, 3 points in history where we're warned about the mitzvah of Bechorot. Doesn't mean that's when they were sanctified. Right? But Mitzrayim no klami lo kadosh. They weren't kadosh at any of those places. Hakamrin lo kadosh. So we say they are. Hakamrinan mehan kadosh and lo kadosh. Meaning there are 3 points in history warned about them. In some cases, like in Mitzrayim, when they entered the land, where they also became sanctified at that point. This is Rish Lakish's approach. Another point in the Midbar, when they weren't sanctified. Madagal Pap Midbar Lo Kodesh. How can you say that at that point in the Midbar, which is documented in Bamidbar Gimel, that they weren't sanctified? Haktiv, Kod Kol Zachar Zachar Bnei Israel. You have to count them and sanctify them. Eliyim Arachim. This is how you read it. meaning you count them, reckon them in a swap mouth for levim. So here's how you should read the machlokah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kotshu Lopasku Mishlokish Amar Kotshu Upasku, that the machlokah is simply whether or not Kiddush Bechorot continued after the moment and in the midbar, or only at that point. Bishlokish Lokish Kedamar Tam, Rabbi Shlokish Lee says a pasuk, Hayakiv Yacha, El Rabbi Yochanan my time, what's his reason? Blazer says, I saw Rabbi Yochanan, it came to me in a dream, which confirmed that my explanation of his thing was correct, which is the multimalaita mina amakra lihiyu. Hashem says about the Levim, they are mine. Mahayatonyaho means they always stay this way, and their sanctity is always that way. Okay? So what does he do with the pasuk that seems to indicate that it's only when you come to the land? It's not a halachic sine qua non that you can't do the mitzvah until you enter the land, but rather a sort of spiritual reward. In order to come to the land, do this mitzvah, which, by the way, inverts the sequence. Mordechai Rav Ashi, this is the parenthetic piece. Atun hachimat ninula, you learn it that way. Anun imchamat ninula, we learn the machloket the opposite way. So Marley Afrin, I'm into Yuvta Afrin, Lam Nahalad Rabbalah, so you're going to turn everything around, all the challenges, and Rabbalah's having the dream, etc. So he says, no, Amarley Lokachu means Lohutsu Chalikadesh. When we say Rabbi Yochanan says Lokachu, he means they were sanctified and we didn't have to do a new sanctification. Ihachi Hainu Didan, so if that's the case, then you're saying the exact same thing that we're saying, and then why are you bringing it up? That's just Kamash Tolchai Vadam Lomar, Lashon Rabbo. It teaches you that a man has to repeat things the exact same way that he heard them from his Rebbe, even though it's substantively the same as the other version, but stylistically it's different. Okay, now we have this strange interaction between a Kontrokos, who was some sort of a Roman officer, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So this evidently was during or just before the Jewish revolt of 66. You find 22,300 if you count up all the Levim, but in detail, the way they present it. But then when they total them up, they said there's only 22,000. Were those 300? They were the Bechorot of the Levim. And Bechor Mafkia Bechor. Bechor cannot be Mafkia, cannot cover for another Bechor. In other words, you could trade the Bechor for a regular Levi, but not for a Bechor Levi. My time, because the Bechor is busy exempting himself, as it were. Yod Shalo, he asked the other one, the next question. And take a look at most of the Gemara's, they have notes about what these, the particular talents and how much they are. But if you count up all of the money donated by Bnei Israel, you end up with, of course, 300,000 shkalim, because 600,000 times a half shekel, which comes out to 200 plus manet. But when they actually hand over the money, and Moshe gives the silver over to be used, there's only 100 kikar. Let's second. So Moshe, was Moshe your teacher a thief that he stole the money? Could have used his haya, or a strong arm thief? Maybe he doesn't know how to count. So Natan Machtsev and Natan Machtsa, he gave half and he kept half. Umechtsa Shalem lo achzir. He didn't even give the full third piece that was there. In other words, he gave less than half the Mishkan. Amar lo Hashem Enu Kizbar Ne'amadayav Akimach Choshmanot Hayah. He was honest and knew what he was doing. Umanash Kodesh Kafuleya. The maneh that we count for the Kodesh has a double value. Havi Bar Rav Achai. So Rav Achai said, I don't get the whole question. Michael Kashlev, he marked kikar gives out second. Meaning there was 100 kikar that was used for the adanim. Hanach, let's say, latzeket. Vinach, beigaza, the other money was all sitting in the storehouse to be used for other things. So why is he asking this question? The answer is, katav karchin, because the Nabasuk says, v'chusechas, v'kudei adam, kikar. Says, all the money of counting up the people in the community was 100 kikar, meaning, that's not just limiting it to the ones that were used for the adanim, but all the money. So the Kamarlay Manesh Kodesh Kafalay Manale. So now what this answer Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai gave, that the Manesh Kodesh has a double value, meaning that a maneh includes, let's say, 200 instead of 100 of whatever the unit is, and therefore 100 maneh will now be double and will be considered what 200 maneh was. Where do you get that from? Ile Maminay, if you think the proof is from this itself, שרי כאן 71 מנה ואת האלף ושבעמיות וחמישה ושבעים הסבבים למודים ולא מנענה כתוב אלא פרוטורות that the Torah, the way the Torah counted it, v'im'ita mi'av echad kikar v'chad esve mana mi'vayolet. But if so, then the Torah should have counted it that way. The fact that the Torah counted it in details and not as a sum, maybe it's because the Torah only counts large sums in a kikar, in a talent of silver. This must be the proof. There's 96 maneh. The Torah counts it as details instead of as a unit. And therefore, they could not pay for that. Maybe they only count big numbers, not small numbers. Strange pasuk in Yechezkel that we saw in Menachot and gave us that number. So how can you say that it was 100? It should be 240. So on three things. First thing is Manesh HaKodesh is a double value. So instead of having 100, there's going to be 200 in it. We're allowed to expand the midot. The other thing is you can't add more than a sixth. So from 200, which is 100 times 2, it's going up to 240, which is a sixth in the aggregate. So whenever we count the shtut is always milavar, meaning in the aggregate, once you have the total sum, one sixth is the added. So now we have some other questions that were asked that led to interesting answers. Why is chamor the only unclean animal that has peter chamor, that has peter rechem? Legs, they're like katuvi. So Rabbi Lezer's first answer is, that's what God said. He said all these donkeys were helping Bnei Israel leave with all the gold and silver. So Hanina says, I also asked Rabbi Eliezer, why is the place that Bnei Israel fought with Amalek called Rifidim? He said, that's the name of it. So that's just like we saw, that Rabbi Eliezer answered that way. They weaken themselves from the words of Torah. Ripu, v'chein homer, we have a proof from Yirmiyahu towards the end that the Navi will use that verb to establish the lack of connection with Torah or lack of commitment. The fathers did not turn to teach their sons or take care of their sons because they were weak. And I asked him, Ma'ilashan Shittim, the place on the east bank where Bnei Israel fought, were seduced by the Midianite women. Marley Shittim Shma. So again, Rabbi Eliezer said, that's the name. Ketanar, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shittim Shma, Rabbi Shua Omer, Shintasku B'divrei Shtut. So whereas we could think that Shittim is just the name of the place, Rabbi Shua says a drasha. They involve themselves in things of nonsense. Okay, and parenthetically, while we're on the subject, that story about Tikren Alam is Yivchei Elohan. We said that the Torah says the Midianite women called Bnei Israel, the soldiers, to come and worship their gods. What does that Tikren mean? Amar Blazer Omer Omer Paguay, that they made themselves naked for the men. Shuomer Shasu Kulan Balkari, and everybody there became a Balkari because they were so excited by seeing these women and their lascivious looks. Okay, we'll pause this point, and we will pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Ayin Vav. Excuse me, on Daf Hey, I'm Ralph. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.